This is a Fox News alert. The First Lady now has COVID. I'm Dave Anthony. Jill Biden tested positive this morning after developing cold-like symptoms last night. The First Lady is vaccinated and double-boosted, and a White House statement says she just has a mild case. Jill Biden will isolate for at least 5 days, staying in South Carolina. President Biden, who twice isolated with COVID recently, has tested negative. He will leave their South Carolina vacation today to go to the White House, but because he's a close contact, will wear a mask indoors and around others for 10 days. Later today, the president will sign what the Democrats call the Inflation Reduction Act, lowering prescription drug costs for seniors and provisions to fight climate change.
The president plans to meet with his cabinet about implementing it, then travel the country to present those ideas to Americans.
Fox's Gernal Scott. No Republicans voted for the bill, claiming it will actually increase inflation and raise taxes on Americans, not just corporations. Former President Trump is calling for the release of the affidavit that led to the search warrant, an FBI raid on his Florida home, and 11 sets of classified documents taken.
The Department of Justice, on the other hand, says they oppose unsealing that affidavit. They say that doing so could jeopardize the safety of witnesses and could also compromise an ongoing criminal investigation.
Fox's Steve Harrigan outside the Trump Mar-a-Lago home. The judge has a hearing on the affidavit released Thursday. The polls are open in Wyoming, where Congresswoman Liz Cheney's in danger of being primaried out for her vote on impeaching Trump and helping lead the House investigation into his election fraud claims and last year's Capitol riot.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney is trying to fend off that challenger, Trump-backed Harriet Hageman. Number of senior Republicans have lined up against Liz Cheney. Republican leaders and candidates from across the country are also here in Wyoming for a fundraising event, and many are campaigning for or at least supporting Hageman.
Fox's Rich Edson. They're also voting today in primaries and a special election in Alaska. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Look at our top Fox News story. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive this morning for COVID and will isolate for at least 5 days, staying in South Carolina, where the first family had been vacationing. President Biden tested negative. He will leave that vacation home today to go to the White House. He also will wear a mask indoors. He was a close contact. On Wall Street, a mixed day. The Dow is right now up 35 points. The NASDAQ, though, is down 100. The price of oil still around $89 a barrel, while gas dips another penny. Its price has fallen daily for 9 weeks since the record high. AAA's national average, $3.95 a gallon, $1.07 less than the high. With mortgage rates rising back up and rents rising, the concern about a slowdown in the housing market being balanced by more people wanting to leave big cities.
The report from real estate brokerage Redfin found 33.7% of users nationwide were looking to trade their urban residence for a different city in July. Pre-pandemic, that number was about 26%. The report says remote work has opened up the possibilities for buyers looking to get more home for their money. Redfin found more home buyers left the Bay Area, Los Angeles, and New York in July than any other city. Miami was the number one area being considered by New Yorkers most of all, followed by Sacramento, San Diego, Tampa, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Giangelosi, Fox News.
Serena Williams will get a lot of attention tonight.
Approaching her 41st birthday next month, Serena Williams, the most decorated major tennis champion in the Open era, recently shared plans to stop playing tennis and her desire to have a second child. The U.S. Open, that begins August 29th, expected to be Serena's final tournament. Tonight, she is scheduled to play at the Western and Southern Open in Cincinnati. 7 o'clock Eastern time on Tennis Channel. Serena's first-round opponent, last year's U.S. Open champ, 19-year-old Brit Emma Raducanu.
That's Jared Max. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.